Jesus stood in the midst of them, and he said, "Peace be to you, it is I, fear not." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is a remarkable thing to consider that thus far all of our Easter Gospels, starting with the Vigil Mass on Holy Saturday, all of them start with a scene of sadness and some confusion, some trouble of heart. And our Lord's first job for the angels is to calm people down and sort of lift them up and tell them that it's all right. That's a good reminder for us that sometimes even at great feast days, maybe because of fatigue or some other external reasons, our emotions, the very human part of our soul, do not necessarily match our faith, because we're creatures composed, made up of body and soul. And yet at the same time, it is to the humanity, to the humanness, the human nature of our risen Savior, Dom Marmion. He was a great Benedictine abbot and spiritual writer of the 20th century. He says we have to look to our Lord's humanity. All holiness God has destined for our souls has been placed there in the humanity of Christ. And it is from this source that we must draw. And that's one of the reasons we have so many devotions based on the humanity of our Lord, his passion, his infancy, his sacred heart. And so in the distress that our human nature sometimes occasions us, we have to look to our Lord's humanity for relief and for solace, as well as for every grace. Today's gospel is a continuation of yesterday's. We're still with St. Luke. We like St. Luke. He gives us so many stories, and he helps us to understand so profoundly what's going on at this wonderful time of the Savior's resurrection. And St. Luke again shows us our Lord as a teacher. And so the disciples, Luke himself and his cousin Cleophas, have just gotten back to the cenacle, the upper room of the Last Supper, to tell about their trip to Emmaus and how they saw our Lord and heard him and recognized him in the breaking of the bread, which is the original name for the Mass. And our Lord himself comes right through the closed doors. He just appears in the midst of them. And our Lord has to do the same thing again, because everyone is all frightened and tired and sad and shocked. And they think they're seeing a ghost. And so our Lord says, "No, it's me. It's really me." And he says, "Look, see and touch." He invites him to touch. Thomas later on will be forced to a week from now. "Touch, it's me, really. Ghosts don't have flesh and they don't have bones." And he sees, the divine teacher does, he's not getting anywhere yet. So he casts about, as so much as if to say, "Now what else could I do to illustrate the point?" And so they're having some supper, and he takes some the baked fish they were having and some honeycombs. So in other words, main course and dessert, and he eats it in front of them. Ghosts don't eat. And then the Eucharistic symbolism, which is always to be found with St. Luke. He distributes what's left over to them. They're not having a Mass, not yet. There'll be no Mass until Ascension Thursday. But our Lord, nevertheless, on these occasions, uses a Eucharistic symbolism, little parts, as it were, of the Mass, so as to make our faith in our Lord's presence in the Mass stronger. And then only after all of this does he go to the Bible, as it were, do they open their books, and then do the lesson of the scriptures, the same thing he did with Luke and Cleophas on the way down to Emmaus just earlier in the afternoon. And then finally, the penny drops for the apostles, and they believe, and they are at peace. Our Lord shows them his wounded, scarred, but glorified sacred humanity. Truly, that is for us the source of all of our graces. Look at the ones whom our Lord's going to choose. Wounded, scarred, sacred human beings, as it were. He was going to say Peter, the boastful St. Peter who denied our Lord thrice. And then we go in spirit today to St. Paul's church. And he was a terrible Jew. He hated our Lord. He persecuted and put to death Christians. And now he's the greatest of apostles. What possibilities are to be given to us? The apostles were surprised, though, when they saw our Lord. One of the reasons for their distress was that they thought our Lord would be seen at the head of an army, driving out the Romans, military victory, great worldly power, and it was not so. And that our Lord didn't, as it were, press the reset button and then just make everything disappear from the Passion. He didn't. He kept the wounds, because that's part of it. He'll show his wounds to his Father, the price of our redemption, the redemption of his brethren. And he shows them to us to remind us that the wounds are all right, that the wounds are part of the story. But our Lord heals them, but they don't disappear. They stay glorious, a bit like the sunlight coming into church this morning. This is all part of the divine plan of the sacred humanity of our Lord, now glorified in the truth of the resurrection. And this is our life, spiritual and physical, our human life, and our divine life as well. Peace be to you. It is I. Fear not. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.